Well, it was a moment that changed Richard Crook's life, but not everyone is as lucky as he was. In May 2021, Richard was in hospital following back surgery. A day before he was to be discharged, though, Richard had a stroke. He's now made it his mission to raise awareness of stroke and has been nominated for a Stroke Foundation Courage Award as a result. Richard, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Can you tell us about what happened to you in May 2021?
Oh, g'day, James. Well, I'd been in hospital for near 30 days from back surgery, and it was my last day of walking on assisted with walking sticks. And I was up early, and I was deciding to have a shave to make myself look good for my last day with the physio girls. And yeah, I was standing there in the mirror just having a shave, and my right arm just dropped into the top of the sink, and my Schick razor was vibrating around on the floor, and I just didn't know what happened. And I just watched it, and I thought, what's going on here? And I was looking in the mirror, and I bent down and tried to pick it up. My arm wasn't working. My hand wasn't working. So I picked it up with my left hand and do what blokes normally do, just carry on with what I did with my left hand, and trying to think what the hell had happened, but I didn't know what had happened. So I carried on and then proceeded to clean my teeth, and that was a bit of a struggle, trying to get the toothpaste out onto a tube with my other hand because I was determined to do what I could. And then I walked out of my room and sat down in the lounge chair, and then my nurse, who'd been looking after me, she came in, good morning, good morning. And she looked back at me, she said, say that again. I said, morning, Sarah. And she just looked at me and come running over to me, and she knelt down in front of me. And she goes, what's going on? I said, I don't know, have a look at this. And I was trying to turn my iPad on with my hand, but it wasn't working. And then she asked me to squeeze her hands, and I couldn't squeeze her hands. And she looked at me, and then she took off and come back and shined a torch in my eyes. And she just grabbed my hand. She goes, Richard, I think you've had a stroke. And that's how my new life began.
Gosh. So yeah. What happened after the nurse had realised that you'd had a stroke, and you were in hospital at the time, so that's quite remarkable.
Lucky I was in hospital, yes. So, she hit the big red button on the wall, and within seconds there was nurses everywhere, and I was into a wheelchair and rushed down to an emergency section in the private hospital, and I was given the snake venom jab, as I call it. And, and then all hell broke loose, and I don't remember much more about it until much later that afternoon. But I was just lucky I was in the right place, and if you can say that, lucky to be in the right place at the right time. And then I spent the next 5 months in Darwin Private Hospital.
5 months?
Yes.
Gosh, okay. Yes. So did the health professionals tell you what would have happened if you were at home?
Well, yes, they sort of explained to me that if I was at home or had been out bush or fishing or something, it could have been devastating. Could have been the end of my life, yeah.
Well, yeah, or even driving a car and all of a sudden you can't feel your arm.
That's exactly right, yes. So, yeah, so my whole life has changed, not just for me, but for my wife, family, and my friends. And I was, I started writing about it, influence from an old mate who passed away not long before all this happened. And, yes, and since then I've been involved with stroke in the Territory, trying to get the message across through the Stroke Foundation of Australia to try and get the message out there to more people, and to help others, especially up here, because we're limited with professionals to help people suffering from stroke.
Yeah. Richard, can you tell us, you've mentioned a couple of times now that your life changed after that moment. How did your life change? How has it changed?
Oh, well, all the things I was a businessman here for 30 years, had my own business, and I could pick up, I could swing a spanner, wield a welder, fishing, hunting, all that sort of stuff. Coached Aussie Rules footy for Nightcliffe Juniors for many years and so on with my sons. And yes, now I have to rely on others to do most things, just as simple as things, even just trying to tear a piece of paper I can't do by myself. Yeah.
So you've lost a lot of mobility by the sounds.
Yes, the right side is not what it used to be. My right hand isn't very good, and I have a problem with tremors in my right side when I get cold or laugh or sneeze. And I'm just under some treatment at the moment. They're trying with me Botox injections in my arm and a nerve blocker in my shoulder because my shoulder's damaged and it needs to be repaired, but they can't repair my shoulder till the tremors stay away for more than 3 months.
Oh, gosh, okay.
Yeah, so, yes.
Yeah. You're on ABC Radio Darwin and the Northern Territory. You're hearing from Richard Crooks, who had a stroke in May 2021. Was lucky enough, if we can say that, to be in hospital at the time, so then he was able to get some treatment very quickly to make sure that worse things didn't happen. He's been nominated for a Stroke Foundation Courage Award this year because of his work to raise awareness of strokes. Richard, you're still going through recovery treatment. What kind of therapies are you going through at the moment? I understand that you're having to travel to Adelaide regularly.
Yes, I have to go to Adelaide about every 8-9 weeks to have Botox injections into my right arm and also a nerve blocker down through the top of my shoulder to block the nerves to try and minimize the tremors in my arm so I can try and get some sort of normality. It's because when they come on, they can last up to 30 seconds and they come in waves. And so the Botox and the nerve block in my shoulder, which is done in Adelaide, is sort of minimising it as much as they can at the moment.
Mm.
Yes.
What do you want Territorians to know about stroke?
Well, I really want to make it aware out there that it's out there. Since October last year, 12 people I know through my 60 years living in the Territory have been struck by stroke. That's only in a short time, which is a bit amazing. And two of them have passed away. So I'm just trying to make the awareness out there for everyone just to see their GP, as blood pressure is one of the main things for stroke. Not that it was in my case, but it is out there. So others to get checked up. And that's why I started writing a book about it. And I pushed it a fair bit over social media and so on, and through talking to other friends, trying to get the message out there. And our biggest thing, we haven't got a proper rehabilitation place here for stroke victims or the care. We only have one neurophysio for the whole nerve Territory to look after patients who suffered from stroke, because the window for rehabilitation is really about 3 months to get as much movement and therapy back into the person as possible, which, is a lot of time.
Yeah, I'd imagine time is of the essence when it comes to rehabilitation after a stroke, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was lucky. I had a great mate, Lindsay Leslie, who was sort of semi-retired, and he found out I had a stroke, and he spent every day for 5 months. And he's not a physio, by the way. he studied and looked and listened and got information of others to help me, because the hospital haven't got the personnel to cater for stroke people, and they need intense therapy. So he'd spend 5 to 6 hours every day of the week for 5 months helping me, trying to get some movement and so on.
Wow. That's a really great friend that you've got there, Richard. It sounds like, you know, having a really good support network around you must have made things a lot easier too.
Yes, it certainly did, and that's why I'm doing what I can and to help others who have been struck by stroke, to help support them as well and their families, because it's a life-changing experience which I wouldn't wish upon anyone.
Mm. Well, congratulations on your nomination for the Stroke Foundation Courage Award. It sounds like you've been doing incredible work in the space, particularly in a place where maybe not a lot has been done by the sounds in supporting stroke survivors. Richard, congratulations on the nomination, and thank you for all the work that you've been doing.
Thanks, mate. And, to everyone out there who's suffering with stroke, just keep on keeping on.
Thank you, Richard. That's Richard Crooks there, nominated for a Stroke Foundation Courage Award. And if you want more information, you can head to the Stroke Foundation website as well.